Welcome to the Moms Who Money podcast, where every week we chat about all things related to money, mom life, mindset, and spirituality. I'm your host, Eileen Joy, and I am a money and mindset coach for moms, teaching you how to confidently go from living paycheck to paycheck to making money easy. Money doesn't have to be hard. It is possible to break the chains, and I'm going to show you how. Get ready to join the Moms Who Money. Welcome back to the Moms Who Money podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. My mission is to help you stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back, invest with confidence, and set your kids up for life. Please share this episode with your friends and family. The more shares and ratings and reviews that the show has, the more the show will be shared by that algorithm with other women just like you. If you've been enjoying the show, please consider leaving a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. And if you listen on Apple, please leave a glowing review so that women just like you can find the show. Thank you so much for being here. If it weren't for you, there wouldn't be a show. Today's retirement topic is a fun one, I promise. So please stick around, especially near the end. Retirement is not a subject that most younger people think about, because we're taught that we work until we're at least 65 years old. And now it's getting later and later and later that people are working. And this is really an old way of thinking. So if you think about it, our parents were brought up in a very different generation where they received a pension. Most companies gave a pension and health benefits at retirement. And then you also, on top of that, got Social Security benefits. So many current retirees out there are living quite comfortably and don't really have to worry about money. Now, our generation is headed in a very different direction. My parents never taught my sister and I about saving money for retirement because it just wasn't something that anyone ever talked about. They also thought, well, they're just going to get a pension, no biggie, right? And it just wasn't anything that anyone really talked about. Both of my parents had pensions and health insurance and Social Security after they retired. And most companies today, they don't offer a pension unless you work for the government or you're in the military or you get lucky. So we're now responsible for saving for our own future retirement. No one teaches us how important this is. There's so many people right now that are nearing retirement that are freaking out because they're realizing that they're not in any way prepared for the rest of their life after they quit their job and decide that they want to stop working, which we all call retirement, right? So when we stop working, that's what we call retirement. So how do you prepare for retirement? This is what holds everybody back because no one knows how to do it. So do you know how much money that you're going to need, right? How much money are you going to need for your retirement? Do you need $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million? What is it? Do you really know how much or are you just guessing? Right? Most people just guess because who knows, right? No one teaches you how to figure this out. It's an easy calculation once you know your expenses. You know that you can retire from work when your annual expenses can be met without depending upon a paycheck, right? That's basically the definition of retirement. When your annual expenses can be met without depending upon a paycheck. The easiest way to figure this out is something called the 4% rule. So the 4% rule is based on pure math. It's not exact, but it's a good rule of thumb. And it's the best rule of thumb that people have found so far. There were three professors of finance from Trinity University, and they wrote a paper, which they referred to as the Trinity Study. Great name, right? This study examined how much money that retirees can withdraw from their portfolios every year and not worry about running out of money. So their paper goes on to say that every year, 4% can be withdrawn from investment portfolios as what's called an income stream, right? So you're replacing your paycheck with the money coming from your investment portfolio, and that becomes your income stream. You use that in order to meet your annual expenses. And so they are reasonably confident that the principal and interest that are earned on your remaining balance will continue to meet your annual expenses for the rest of your life. So note what I said, reasonably confident, right? So that's because even though the 4% rule isn't foolproof, When you're withdrawing 4% from your portfolio, there is a 90 to 99% chance that you will never run out of money. So it's not 100% guarantee, but the odds are heavily weighted in your favor. So the first question that I always get when I teach the 4% rule to my clients is, 4% of what exactly? How can you possibly know how big your investment portfolio needs to be? Right? I already asked you, how much money do you need for retirement? Right? All you need to have is a projection of what your annual expenses in retirement are expected to be. And this is another reason why knowing your expenses is so important, because that figure needs to account for everything. Okay? So your expenses are your housing, food, transportation, your taxes, healthcare, travel, all the things, right? Anything that you're going to need in retirement. And then you take that total number and you multiply it by 25. Why 25, you ask? Well, it's the inverse of the 4% rule. 100% divided by 4% equals 25. So if you're driving right now, or you're cleaning or cooking and you can't really write this down, just listen, let your mind explode, and then go back and listen to it again and write it down, okay? It can be hard to project what your living expenses will be in retirement, right? Especially if you're in your early working career. And the type of expenses that you have will change, right? Your expenses change every single year, but the total amount is likely to be similar, right? And knowing this, one simple method is simply to just use your current expenses as they are right now. And then you can tweak this every single year, little by little by little by little. You'll need to have 25 times your annual expenses saved in order to safely withdraw 4% of the balance every year. So I'm going to give you an example to make it make more sense so that your mind isn't completely exploding. So if your annual expenses are projected to be $50,000, now this $50,000 is expenses. So when I say the word expenses, I mean the money you're spending, not anything else. So just the money you're spending on the things like your house, car, food, travel, healthcare, etc. Okay? So your annual expenses, they're expected, as an example, we're going to expect them to be $50,000. So 25 times the amount of that is $1.25 million. And that's, to figure that out is really simple. $50,000 times 25 equals $1.25 million. So once you've hit that threshold of $1.25 million, then you can decide, okay, can I retire now? Should I stop working? What should I do? There are so many options at this point. You can decide to keep working if you want to. You can decide to go part-time. You can decide to stop working for maybe a year and see what happens, and then maybe go back to work. There's so many options, right? But right now, that doesn't matter, right? We're just figuring out what's your number. So once you hit that number and you say, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to work anymore. I'm just going to live off this money forever. Then you can say, okay, I've hit my threshold. I got my number. I can start withdrawing 4% a year. Right? I'm going to take 4% a year of this balance as my income. And then we just increase it a little bit every year to adjust for inflation. This is one of the most popular studies that had ever been done and has been proven, and all financial advisors use. You can do this yourself. You don't need someone to figure this out for you. And anyone who makes a blanket statement like, you need to save $2 million to retire without backing that up, it's just wrong, because whose life is that, right? I've heard Susie Orman say that everyone needs $10 million to retire. Well, sure, but you know, if you want to own an island or something, I mean, everyone's number is different, right? Personal finance is personal. And you can use a retirement calculator, right? But a lot of those retirement calculators, they base the calculation on your salary, not your expenses. So it inflates the amount, and it's wrong. Your retirement number depends entirely upon how much you spend. That is it. And everyone's number is going to be different. So based on the math of the 4% rule, it's entirely reasonable to say that the lower that your annual expenses are, the less you need to save. And the more that you can reduce your annual expenses, the more quickly you can reach your financial independence and retire. And that's it. But what if you like to spend more? So spend more. It's just going to take you a little longer to retire. It's a really great way to calculate how to slowly move away from full-time work into part-time work as well. And if you want to keep working and you're not really ready to completely stop working, you can just manipulate the figures for all kinds of scenarios. And just remember, it's not how much you make, it's how much you save that determines when you can retire. I love what Warren Buffett said. He said, "My wealth has come from a combination of living in America, some lucky genes, and compound interest." And I actually have a really cool chart that I show my clients that lists how many years it'll take to reach your financial independence number and what percent of your income that you'll need to save annually to reach that number. So if you're starting at zero and you have nothing saved, so you're starting at zero, and then you start saving 5% of your annual income, it will take you 66 years to reach your number. The numbers don't lie. It's really so fun to play around with the numbers to see when you can retire. Doing this exercise with my clients always puts things into perspective for them. The more money that you can save each month, the quicker you'll get to your number. Another fun rule is the rule of 72. I told you, rules can be fun. So using the rule of 72, it'll tell you how many years it'll take to double your money. This is also a really simple calculation. So the concept is that you divide 72 by the interest your money is earning. So here's an example. Let's say it's 3%. So you divide 72 by 3, which will give you 24. So in 24 years, your initial investment will have doubled. And if you're receiving 6%, then your money will have doubled 12 years. And if you're receiving 10%, then your money doubles in 7.2 years. So this might seem like a long time, but considering that you should be planning for your retirement in 20, 30, 40 years' time, it's a comparative drop in the ocean. I just checked my stock market portfolio, and my average return between all of my accounts is 24.3%. It's the average that I've gotten for the last 4 years. I did the search between March 2020 and March 2024. My money's already doubled, and it's going to double again in 2 more years if it continues at the same rate. And even if the rate isn't so high, my money is going to continue to grow like crazy. It's all about how much you keep and how much time you keep your money in the market. So the higher the rate and the longer you leave it in, the more it continues to double. Warren Buffett accumulated 99% of his net worth after turning 50. And he didn't become a billionaire until he turned 56. The biggest thing about money is time. You don't have to be particularly smart. You just have to be patient. And you need to be in the market. Not thinking about when is the right time to get in the market. The right time was yesterday. Look, time's going to continue to pass you by. And all the studies show that anyone who procrastinates is going to miss out on any stock market growth anyway. So stop procrastinating and just get started. I hear too many women say that they just don't know how, or they think that they don't have enough to get started and feel like they just need to wait until the time is right, or waiting until they have enough money to get started. I mean, we all said that about having kids too, right? How did that work out for you? I mean, my son was a surprise and he turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me. Best surprise ever. Another surprise is that even after losing everything in my divorce and having a pity party for myself, I learned all that I needed to know about money. I got back in the stock market and now I'm on track to retire early, which is totally amazing because I thought that I would never even be able to retire. But understanding my retirement number and taking control of the day-to-day finances just by learning how to maximize it by automating everything. So it's mostly hands-off. That was a total game changer for me. My money just works for me while I live my life, and I've taught my son how to do the same thing. He's got thousands of dollars saved in the bank and in his investments that's all been automated. So he receives his allowance, and while he lives his life, he's on his way to becoming a multimillionaire. You and your kids can do this too. This is what I teach my clients. One of my previous clients sent me some screenshots of her accounts this morning. She went from hardly having any savings to over $30,000 in her bank account and over $200,000 in investments. I mean, tears literally started streaming down my face because I was so freaking happy for her. And she said, "I just want to thank you for teaching and inspiring me. You showed me how money can really be simple." And then we went on to have an amazing conversation. I mean, this is why I do what I do. My mission is to help you stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back and invest with confidence and then set your kids up for life. So if you're ready to once and for all take control of your money, it's time to reach out to me. Feel free to either email me or go ahead and schedule a 90-minute financial power session or even a consultation for personalized one-on-one financial coaching. The scheduling link is on my website, momswhomoney.com, and I'll put it in the show notes, as always. Please let me know how this helps you think about money for yourself as well as your kids. And you know I absolutely love hearing from you, so please reach out. And if you found this valuable, inspiring, and worthy of your time, please take a screenshot of this episode and share it with your friends and family. And thank you so much for being here today. I'm so grateful for you. Please take a moment to thank yourself for being here today and taking the time to invest in yourself. And remember that you are your own best investment. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share on your social media and tag me at Eileen Joy Money Coach so I can see which episodes you're loving. The only way this podcast grows is by you sharing it. Please rate, review, and subscribe down below. See you next week.